Blog Talk Radio.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I took the kids out to get a gift for Mother's Day, and now they've gone bonkers and spilt milkshakes all over themselves. How am I going to get them cleaned up and get a gift in time?
You need to get to Old Navy stat. Now through May 19th, kids and baby clothes are up to 50% off.
50% off?
Yep, and today only, they're having a Mother's Day sale with 50% off all women's and girls' dresses, shoes, and accessories, plus $12 cardigans and $6 scarves. Get her something she'll really love.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 5-1 to 5-19. Mother's Day sale valid 5-7. Select styles. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Love to Radio.
Oh, 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 yeah. Ooh, I just need my one-on-one time with you, with no interruptions. I just want it to be me and you. I need a one-on-one. I just need a one-on-one with you. myself down to you.
Time with the Lord of the worlds. You're now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. You're tuned in the voice of the voiceless. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment. And it ain't a minister. And it ain't a captain. And it ain't that person over there, this person over there. It's the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names and love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say to you all, in the name of our most merciful Savior and His messenger, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You are tuned into the voice of the voiceless. This is your show, the Star and Crescent Report. The name of the show today is titled, You Better Be Prepared, because it's going to get real ugly real soon. Now, a lot of us who are listening to the show may think that this is a religious show. Well, in a way it is. But this is a scientific, theological show based on actual facts. And what we're trying to do is get you to understand the time. I constantly say that this is a theme throughout all of the shows, that there's nothing more important than the understanding of the time. Because if you are out of time, and that man that is on time comes, you can be in his way and get pushed out of the way in ways that you don't want to. Because we are in the midst of the judgment and the breaking down of America and the removal of Adam's world and the atmosphere which permeates throughout the world. There's a time that we must understand what we must do so that we will be in step with the messenger and his God in this time, okay? And what I'm trying to convey to you is that time is of the essence. This thing is breaking down. The system is collapsing. All of the nations are pushing for war. You see, the banks are getting desperate. The politicians are being more divided, and they're desperate. Now, if you are the people in the mire, in the muck, in the mud, and you are the lowest man or woman on the totem pole in America, then what should you expect when the house crumbles if you are not prepared? So we have to make preparations. This is no mistake why Elijah Muhammad, the last and the greatest messenger of God, taught us in a book, in two books, how to eat to live. One 1 and 2. And a lot of you took that for your health, which it is, but it is also for spiritual and physical health. And it is also to help be a guiding stone in these last days, these perilous times. I was talking to Brother Saladin one day. This was about 20 years ago, 20-something, maybe even longer than that. But when he was teaching me and he was telling me what was given to them in FOI class and how they were taught that, brother, you're going to have to train yourself to do this, and you're going to have to train yourself to eat like this, not just because of health-wise, but because that you may have to use the food on a sparingly basis because the resources may not be there, and how you may have to go into closets to eat because the situation may not allow you to eat in the kitchen or may not allow you to eat in the living room, and how he was saying that it was given to them, that some, it may come a point that you may have to stuff towels under your door to keep the scent of the food that you're eating from going out, else the people on the outside will come in there and eat your food and you up with it. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had talked about. A great famine arose amongst the people in the land. And God did this to remove your reliance and your dependence on your former slave master, whom he came to remove. So I'm thankful to Allah to get this insight and to be preparing. Brothers and sisters, you better make preparation. Again, I can't stress this enough. Get all your essentials at, if you got to go to the Dollar Tree, get your essentials at the Dollar Tree, like peroxide and witch hazel and alcohol and all of your personal items that you need. And I know times are rough and we don't have a lot of money, but brothers and sisters, some of you squander money. Some of you squander money, which can be put to better use, and you're going to wish that when this thing goes down, all of the stuff that you squander will come back in your head to haunt you. If I would have done such and such, or if I would have taken the time and made preparations for this and that, if I would have pushed back the McDonald's Happy Meal or burger or whatever you want, and I would have invested $5 or $10 extra dollars, maybe this would not be as difficult as it is today. I also want you to understand that dealing with this stuff, I brought this up on another show. If you go to Craigslist or you go to Walmart, you can buy you 55-gallon drums, and you can fill them with water. If you're in an apartment, brothers and sisters, get you at least one so that you can flush your toilet and that you can wash up and you can, you know, do the essentials with a 55-gallon drum, and it's one or four or five people, that should last you a while. Not and on top of your bottled water. But I want to bring something else because I got an email, and we'll go into this. We have clips and everything, but this show is a much-needed show. Some of you are asking about, well, what do I do if I'm on this medication and I'm on, first of all, you got to learn to eat right. And that's not to say that we all follow the dietary habits that we should. Now, let me show you how Messenger Muhammad teachings work. Even though I'm genetically predisposed to arthritis, and even though I have a bone degeneration, and I was on about 20 or 30 medicines, seriously, brothers and sisters, and it makes my immune system weak. But I got it, and I said, and I'm already a vegetarian, so my dietary habits are not as out there as other people. But this took years for me to be like this, and, you know, I've given back almost every bottle of medicine that they gave to me, almost every bottle. Brothers and sisters, and also about 2 weeks ago, they took me off of one medicine that suppresses the immune system so that the other medicine that could fight the arthritis. Now, I'm predisposed to that on both sides of my family. One is rheumatoid and one is osteo. So certain things you cannot help, because of genetics. I'm sharing this with you because I know that everything is not hunky-dory with everybody, and we go through certain things. And you may say, well, if I get sick, what do I do with antibiotics? Well, brothers and sisters, you can go to Cal Vet Supply. You can go online, and you can do this. I've done this myself, and these things work. I'm not telling you something that doesn't work. I've tried them myself. These are antibiotics. The fish, don't get the liquid. I have never tried the liquid. This is the pill form. And these are the exact antibiotics that you get prescribed from the doctors. And we, my wife is a nurse, and we've researched this. I'm talking about days upon weeks. And you can go and you can order fish pen. I don't recommend anything but fish pen forte, and fish, anything with the fish symbol on it. They have knockoffs. I don't know anything about that. But I'm telling you this, if you need penicillin, fish pen forte penicillin, they come in 60 tablets. They work. We have clindamycin, which is one of the strongest antibiotics. If you really have a bad, I mean, if you have staph infections or if you have things like that, this is something to have on hand. Clindamycin, fishcillin, this is ampicillin. Urinary tract diseases, and seriously, when this thing goes down, there's going to be diseases galore because people are going to be dying left and right, and this stuff will be in the air. You're going to see gonorrhea spread and all of this stuff. Ampicillin is something for that. You can order that. Fish mox, that's amoxicillin. Fish mox forte. We'll try to provide this stuff on the website soon. I'm just giving a rundown real quick before we go deep into this. We have cephalexin, which is another antibiotic, and it's made by Fish Flex Forte. And right now, those are the ones I have on hand right next to me. And I want you to, if you have anything, you can email me or you can write a comment on the website, and we'll try to get back with you. But what we're trying to do now is prepare. And some people do, well, the collapse won't take place to 2022 or 23, brothers and sisters. Preparation. And then when this thing goes down, you don't have to just survive, you can thrive, okay? If you have a budget, or if you don't have, make you a budget and X out all the unnecessary stuff on there, little bit by little bit. We don't expect you to do it overnight, but we want you to make some effort to try to prepare yourself to go to the Dollar Tree, buy you little, say for instance, if you blew $100 a week or every 2 weeks, take 75 of that, and then go and buy you supplies, 25 towards personal and 50 towards food, okay? Because this thing is going to get bad, and I'm going to let these people, these white people, tell you just how bad this thing is going to get. But the reason, the underlying reason that these things are taking place is because God is going to break the power of attraction that the slave master holds over you. Some of you claim black power, but you're still attracted to this white man world, and it can be seen so clearly in the way that you present yourself with the madness, with the craziness, the double standards, the hypocrisy, the underhanded, the whispering, the murmuring, the undermining of each other. And if you're coming to Islam, and you're still in Islam, and your mouth is dirty as it was before you got in Islam, it shows us that the white man still has your mind. You understand? You may want to be great, but he still has your mind and your heart. Okay? Because your body follows the direction of your head and your heart. And if you're cussing and I'm talking about putting down your people and always being hard on them, that lets me know that the devil has your mind, because that's exactly what the devil does. If you say that you are a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Muhammad didn't do those things. Even when they lied on him about those women and children, he said, I don't waste no time with that. I wasn't sent here to accuse my people. I was sent there to clear them of the charges that they have been brought upon them by their oppressors. You understand? So we can see in these people, everybody standing up trying to be something great. But in reality, soon, as the judgment intensifies, you're going to see them all get shuffled away as chaff in the wind. You better be preparing, because it's going to get real ugly real soon. Black man and black woman, let's go to Fall of America. Why is it on my mind? We'll see some of the core and the root of the fall of America to understand where we are, to understand the preparations that need to be made. We got to understand how we got here and why it is so necessary today to go through what the prophets had predicted we must go through, okay? So, in chapter 34 of the Fall of America, Messenger Muhammad, at the bottom of page 147 going over to 148, Messenger Muhammad writes this. The white man has had his way of ruling the black people for so long that he thinks that he still has the power to do so, while in reality, the white man has come to the end of his time, see that word time, T-I-M-E, of power to rule the black people. Now, we'll go a little further in this in just a second, but what I'm saying is there was a time limit established, and once that time limit was up, everything that was agreed upon during the time limit is null and void, and judgment must take place. Right? Okay, I hope y'all are following along the line. So now we're in the midst of the collapse of America. Look at this white man. Even when his system collapses, even with an army full of you, even with you out there so-called defending his freedoms, right, he yet shoots you and your children down in the street, locks you up in your jail, and will not give you proper representation, gives you these so-called state attorneys, which get paid by the state, have lunch with the judge, have lunch with the district attorney or the state attorney or whatever, then comes back and say that they're working for you. The duplicity, the double standards, the hypocrisy, all of this plays a part in the judgment and the fall of America. Because judgment is trampled underfoot for advantage. Because they feel that they have the advantage over you. So God comes to remove them and their system, their mind, and their ideas. This is why we're here. So Muhammad goes further and he says, regardless to Allah's retaliation to the white man for his evil acts done to the black man, the white man still keeps inviting the retaliation of Allah. The white man must remember, see, in case he forgot this. Messenger Muhammad wants to remind it and lay it on his mind and in his heart. The white man must remember that he cannot win today over Allah and his servant, for he has power over the fraction of an atom. Now, why did I do that? I want you to see that what is going on in America as we go. See, a lot of people talk about prepping. A lot of people talking about other stuff. But they don't make connecting points. They're not telling the people why. Why is this stuff going on? Why must you do X, Y, and Z? Because there's underlining roots to everything, and it must be connected in this day and time, or else you will be the loser. All right? What's pervasive in society is this white privilege attitude that we must prevail and we must rule at all costs. Everything we do and everything we think of and everything we say is justified. Forget this politically correct environment. See, this is supremacist attitude. How dare you niggas, this is how they look at you, think that you're great now. Even though we appointed Obama, he's still a nigger. And you black people are trying to integrate in a mindset, in a society, in a system that is predicated on black suppression and oppression for the benefit of the minority, which are the Caucasians. So God comes and he's going to make manifest your open enemy. He's going to come and remove everything that was an attraction power of your open enemy. And if you have any semblance of knowledge, wisdom, or understanding, or common sense, you'll make preparations for what is taking place and what is to come. All right? You know, it brings me to mind about in the military, or right before they make a move on their enemy, they send out scouts, right? And the scouts go through rough terrain so that they can scout out the positions of their enemy forces. And then they report back to the main corp or the main battalion and tell you, we spotted X, Y, and Z and L over the horizon, this and this, and this gives you a tactical advantage for what lies ahead. Well, this is what we've done. We've scouted out the positions of our enemies, and we're trying to show you so that you can have a tactical advantage for when this thing comes down. You better listen to what is being said, brothers and sisters, because your life and the livelihood of your family depends on it. All right? Now, I want to go to something. I think it's on page 126 of the Fall of America. And then I'm going to play a little clip about the mistreatment of you and I, then we're going to go into the economic collapse because I know the time is of the essence, okay? Well, this is 134, and then we'll go to 125, I believe. 134. Listen to this. The coming of Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, was for the deliverance of the lost and found people, the black people, from our 400-year-old enemy who has never shown them anything but evil, murder, and death. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. So the coming of Allah, right, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, is for your deliverance. It's for the removal of you in the midst of a people whom God is wroth with, according to the Bible, according to prophecy, according to the Holy Quran, according to history, according to theology. All of them points toward a people being removed, forcefully removed. Listen to me good. Not just asking, because asking was not sufficient, because they had become lovers of the oppressors. So these people were forcefully removed out of the midst of Pharaoh. They were forcefully removed out of the midst of Babylon, right? This is what's going to happen to you because you from Missouri. You from the Showman State. You don't believe that God has power to do what the prophets and the apostles and the messengers of old have predicted that he would do. So God is going to do this. And that's why in the Bible, God says, I'm not going. Go read this Bible, brothers and sisters. First five books of the Bible. He said, I'm not going to let you go in Pharaoh's land. I'm going to take you out of the midst of Pharaoh, and I'm going to set you in the land that I promised you, but it will not be in the land of Pharaoh, so that you can say, look at the work that God did. Now, some of us want to make that a lie, but you cannot make God, his prophets, his apostles, and his messengers out to be a lie. You don't have that much wisdom. Let's go a little further. All of this is connected, black man and black woman. Please give me a chance to lay the foundation, the base for it, especially new listeners, okay? So we go here, and Muhammad says, being very angry, God is not just mad, he's not just angry. Messenger Muhammad describes his attitude towards what's going on. He says, being very angry, as it was written of him, and as I know it to be the truth, he desires nothing more than freedom, justice, and equality for us, the once lost and now found black members of our nation, the original black nation of the earth. Now, if that is his desire of nothing more than freedom, justice, and equality for us, then how do we achieve that if we are mesmerized by an oppressor and a deceiver who continues to abuse and misuse us and to deceive us against our own salvation? God must go to work against the very essence and foundation of the oppressor and the deceiver, right? And he has to remove every instrument and every level of power which keeps you tied to him at the hip to force you to see something other than your oppressor. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? You know it's right. Don't get mad. Be glad. The truth is so clear. Let's go further. He says, America now is at war with God through God's people, the so-called Negro. Now, we know that. We know that she's at war with us. Let me play this clip here. And what they're trying to do in this clip, this is a short clip, maybe 35 seconds. But what they're trying to do is say that this is just relegated to one person or one police station or one police officer. But this is what is pervasive, not just in the police department, but from the government, from the municipalities up to the presidential order. This is how they feel about you. This is what they think about you. And this is how they mock you. And I hope this devil doesn't mess with these clips because they are very vital to your understanding why, when, where, and how this thing must take place. Listen closely.
A senior official in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has resigned after the emergence of racist and sexist emails which he had sent from his work account. Tom Angel wrote offensive emails in which he disparaged people of color, Muslims, and women while he was serving as a top official in Burbank Police Department near Los Angeles in 2012 and 13. Just days ago, three officers left their jobs in San Francisco Police Department after authorities uncovered their racist text messages and emails. They referred to minorities as wild animals and barbarians.
Now, to that person or that office. But we've seen with social media that this stuff is busting out all across America. And some of you want to integrate in these systems. You want to integrate in these police forces. You want to be a politician. Because you are still attracted to what this villain is offering you. And which is all just a mirage. So if the system, think about this. You say, well, I'm going to get in the system and change it from the inside out. Right? But we know that the system was based upon your death, your labor, free labor at that, your sacrifice, your blood, sweat, and tears. If you become a part of the system, and God had pronounced and announced through his prophets of old that he would not only destroy the people of this nation, but he would destroy the system, then you are putting yourself in harm's way and becoming an enemy of God. I don't care if you take on the name Muhammad. I don't care if you take on the name of Ali. If you go in opposition to what God has declared, you become an enemy of God. You understand? You better be prepared because it's going to get real ugly real soon. I got to make these facts known to you because it seems that the basic level of understanding of the people is foolishness. I see a lot of black, so-called black Muslims announcing their candidacy for this position and that position. They have been fooled and schooled by deceiving leadership that has them believing that the system will endure, that the nation state will endure, that these people who are your oppressors and your enemies will endure. Well, if they will, if it will, and if it is, then God is a liar. You have to make that decision whether you believe God is the truth or God is the liar, because the ramifications lie squarely in your heart and on your back. Okay? So Muhammad says, America now is at war with God through God's people. You'll see all this connected with what's going on with the economic collapse and why we're telling you to prepare. Okay? Just give me a little time, because I know you don't get this elsewhere. America now is at war with God through God's people, the so-called Negro. The confusion and the plagues of the country with disasters, one after another, is divine retaliation against white America's evil doings and intentions against her once slaves and her false friendship, which has her opening her homes to integrate the people of God with them whom by nature are different or foreign. The white man has poisoned our people's minds so thoroughly that they fight against their own God and salvation to gain favor of their own enemies. Now, that is true. Our minds have been poisoned so much, and we need the anti-venom to keep it from destroying the brain cells and the tissue spiritually of our bodies. Therefore, we must get right guidance and the proper way, okay? So what we're trying to show you is that the system is on overload, and if you go and join up with the system, when it goes boom, you go boom. Okay? So, let's go a little further. Bear with me, black man and black woman. The call of Islam, some of you misunderstand this. The call of Islam, the true religion of God to us, the once slaves of America, is the same call telling us to flee. Listen to this good. When we talk about it, come out of her, my people, that you receive not of her plagues. Right? This is when they're talking about come out of her. This is what is meant, brothers and sisters. Muhammad gives you the understanding of what is that talking about. How can you come out of her when you're trapped in a nation that will not allow you to go free? Muhammad says, the call of Islam, the true religion of God to us, the once slaves of America, is the same call, not a different one, but it's the same call telling us to flee out of the American way of life, so that our lives may be saved from the divine destruction of a non-repentant enemy. So you got to get out of her mindset. You got to get out of her politics. You got to get out of her culture. You got to get out of her music, which is nothing but vulgarity and denigration of the woman and misuse and abuse of the black man. You got to get out of all of that. Come out of her. Not partially, but completely, going on with America. Because America refuses to give you justice. Because America refuses to give you the truth. Because America refuses to tell you the time and the truth about God's presence. Allah is destroying every lever and instrument of power and wealth that America has. Where is my fault? Our Savior has arrived. Since it's on my mind here. All right, our Savior has arrived. Let's go to our Savior has arrived. Okay? Here it is. Let's go to page 217 to 18. While it's on my mind, and then we'll go into the clip. And you'll see what this means here. In this book, our Savior has arrived. This is the last book, for those of you who listen to the show, you know that this is the last book that was given out by the last messenger of God for free of charge at his last appearance at his last Savior's Day. This book here. And in the last chapter of the last book given out by the last messenger at his last Savior's Day, we go into page 217 and 218. And Messenger Muhammad writes, "This is a sign of how the people are now, that after the world of the wicked seemingly has been successful in wasting their time in sport and play, it is classified as vegetation when it is getting rain on it and it grows and flourishes. But when the rain ceases to come and the vegetation is exposed to sun's heat, it withers away. So it is with the wicked after having a life of wickedness, after living a life of wickedness and carelessness and wasting his time in sport and play. Then the time of truth comes, demanding, not asking, but demanding him not to waste his time in sport and play, but to do service to Allah and to self. For the Holy Quran teaches us again and again that the heaven and the earth were not made for sport and play. So now you know why the devil is paying you hundreds of millions of dollars to throw a ball through a hoop, or throw a pigskin down a field, or to hit a ball with a stick. Because he is trying to fascinate your mind with sport and play and with the what would be the attractions and the luxuries of this life. And notice, he's throwing out more and more money, more and more money, and more money, because he's trying to fascinate you and trying to attract you away from focusing on the time and what must take place in this time. And while he's offering you $100 million, $200 million, $700 million, you're smiling, not realizing that it doesn't even compare to what lies ahead. You're smiling and you don't realize that the money has lost its wealth and its value. And all you are accumulating is paper with ink on it. You better be prepared because it's going to get real ugly real soon. Brothers and sisters, let me read this, and I promise you I'm going, because I got to put this in the proper perspective. And sometimes it takes a while. But we have 20 minutes, and we have about four more clips I want to play. And if we go over time, don't think harsh of me. Give me a little time, and don't click over. Because I want you to hear what these devils are saying about the system. I want you to hear about what they're saying themselves about there's no way out. Okay? So give your brother a little time. He says, Muhammad goes further and says, "You notice that our black people, especially here in America, have become sold to nothing in the world but sport and play. You can go to any barbershop, go to any hair salon. They're talking about court TV. They're talking about nothing but entertainment and the ball games or the boxing match or the MMA match. Never is it something that's about building for self, doing for self, uniting towards self, and going for self." All right? "You notice that our black people, especially here in America, have been sold to nothing in the world but sport and play. This is the way the people were of Lot and Noah. They were sold to sport and play, and they hated the teachings of those righteous prophets. And the day of their doom came, unexpected to them because they did not heed their warnings. So it is here today." Now, before I go further, I want you to understand something. This is in the 70s when Messenger Muhammad is saying this to you. There was no ESPN 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and up. There was no Fox Sports 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and up. There was no hockey channel, football channel, NFL channel, baseball channel, MMA channel. we see it today in America, right? So now we know where the time is, right? And we can pinpoint, we can calculate from the time he spoke it to where we are today, and we can see the actual facts that exist and say that this is that time, right? He goes and says, so it is here today, 24 hours a day. They are trying to have sport and play and talk over foolish things, spending their time in foolishness. Then they have all of these things, these gossiping channels, stuff about Atlanta wives and all of this madness, stuff that you couldn't even pay me to watch this madness, a lot of this stuff that they have. But listen, he says, I fear of an evil day overtaking my people here in America soon. Now, so he said he fears of an evil day overtaking his people. We know who his people is. They are the American so-called Negro. So he said he fears an evil day overtaking my people in America soon. What kind of evil day? The violence of the beast? The hunger that is so intense that you cannot even think because your stomach is out weighing your brain? Huh? Listen what he says. True. So everything outside of this is false. True. The world is warning you. And you act as though the white people can help it. But they are telling you now that unemployment keeps mounting and they can do nothing about it. They are warning you that you are going to get hungry too. But you are not trying to take it with sincerity that they are telling you the truth. You are like a cow who cries to its mother for bread and milk, whether there is any in the kitchen or not. Listen to what Muhammad has to say about those type of thoughts and actions. He says, so this is you, a big old grown child who has been nursed and fed by the white people and sheltered by them, and you think you will always have this from them. But no, sir. Muhammad said, you think you will always have this. Then he gives you a wake-up call. He says, but no, sir. Remember the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. Stop right there. Muhammad goes back to prophecy again. He is trying to show you that these things that the prophets predict, they must take place. So he says, no, sir. Remember the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. At last, the rich man died, and in his death of poverty, he came to suffer the same thing that Lazarus suffered. So now we're seeing the rich man of America die in poverty. His death was a death of poverty. All of his wealth and luxury was killed off. And he became in want, just like he had held his captive, Lazarus, in want. Okay? Muhammad says, he came to suffer the same thing that Lazarus suffered, being deprived of good homes and luxury of all kinds. This will be taken in this day and time. You see that? So how do we know he was not talking about in the 70s? Because we can calculate on what he said from one motion to when he said it up to the day, and we can pinpoint when these things actually started occurring. Therefore, we understand that the fall is now, and the deprivation of luxury and goods are now. And this is the fall of America right now. I want you to listen to Mr. Gregory Manarino on this clip here. Listen closely.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregor Manarino. How are you today? It is Monday, May 2nd, 2016. Before I even get started, let me say this. I am going to cover some very important information in this video here. So if you agree at the end that the information I am talking about here is important, I'm going to ask you to share this video and get it out there because it's just so important. What are we hearing right now in the mainstream? Well, Puerto Rico is again facing a debt crisis. Apparently, they're not going to be able to pay back creditors. Now, this scenario is nothing new. We've seen this before. How many of you out there remember the European debt crisis? Well, the European debt crisis still exists. Not only does it exist, what did they do to try to fix it? Well, it's very simple. They added monumentally more debt on top of a situation where they already admitted that they had a debt crisis. And not only that, the European Central Bank had to go negative interest rates, essentially flipping the entire financial system upside down just to keep it propped up and allow it to function while they continue to inflate a debt bubble. Now, this debt bubble is engulfing the world at this particular time. We have never in history existed in an environment like we have right now. World central banks colluding, understand, directly colluding with their governments have inflated the Frankenstein of all financial bubbles in an attempt to reinflate asset prices, none more so than the stock markets around the world, keeping them propped up. And there is a reason for that, which I have covered over and over again. The general population only knows one thing. That is, what is the stock market doing? And there's a reason for that as well. Most middle-class people have some type of investment in the equity market, so their interest is to see it go higher. That's all they know. That's all they care about. They don't think about how the world is now facing a crisis like we have never seen in the history of the world, that is this debt bubble. All the world governments realize, again, colluding with their central bank, that the system is coming apart, and they need to keep the illusion real. And how do they keep the illusion real? The illusion is, again, the world stock markets being at or near all-time highs while everything else is coming apart around us. The financial system that all of the developed nations of the world have is debt-based. It's not wealth-based. What I mean by that is pretty simple. A debt-based economic model demands that debt be borrowed into existence, cash be printed out of thin air, in greater and greater amounts to keep the system where it is right now. That's why here in the United States, we are $19 trillion plus in debt, and this can never stop. The system, again, must acquire more and more debt in greater amounts just to keep functioning. And the reason for that is very simple. World central banks, their product is debt. That's it. They only produce debt and debtors. The United States right now, sadly, is the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. And this is also why citizens of the world are debtors. It's the nature of the system. It's how it's built. It's not wealth-based. It is debt-based. So this crisis of debt that we are facing, the European debt crisis still exists. It's monumentally worse. Puerto Rico's debt crisis, other municipalities here in the United States and around the world are all in the same boat. Now, governments are going to continue to collude with their central banks to keep this propped up, to foster an environment where the general population has no idea what is occurring around them. And right under their noses, right in front of their face, they need to keep people dumbed down. They need to keep people distracted through any and all means possible. They can't allow people to understand that they're participating in a fraud. A fraud. What am I referring to once again? It's the financial system. Look, the debt-based economic model has inherent risks all over the place. And we're seeing that, again, with the debt crisis in Europe, where they've gone negative rates. Other central banks around the world have gone negative. Here in the United States, we have a Federal Reserve that continues to suppress interest rates artificially, not allowing the market to determine fair value for debt. It can't happen. If the free market were allowed to determine fair market value for debt, yields would be skyrocketing, and you would have massive amounts of pressure on the stock market, which would sell off. So the illusion that things are good to the general population would crumble around them and say, hey, wait a minute, the stock market is not at or near all-time record highs. What's going on here? You understand? This is the mentality of the general population. And there would be a lot of pain because of that, and people would start to rise up, and they would say, hey, what's going on? The 2008 crash event was kind of a wake-up call here, but what we're going to be facing moving forward is worse by exponents. The financial system, again, this fraudulent system built upon the relentless acquisition of debt in perpetuity, can never stop. What does that mean? At one particular time, holders of debt, government debt, corporate debt, are going to be taking massive losses. And that's when the people are going to start to wake up, when they realize that that their investments are no good. The system itself is going to implode on itself. It's going to implode. Now, another concept that I have covered many, many times, especially lately, is this collapse that we all know is coming here is simply not really a collapse. It's a normalization of this distorted environment. This debt bubble that has been inflated by the direct collusion between our policymakers, the President of the United States, colluding with Janet Yellen, the chairwoman of the Federal Reserve, and other, you know, high officials in the government colluding with their respective central bank, they have caused a situation that is so dire and so extreme that there's going to be a price to pay for this on a biblical level, again, when this all comes down.
So they're seeing things that they're not telling you about. I'm talking about the average. They're not telling you the situation that is going on right now. I mean, things are melting down behind the scenes. They don't want you to understand this. They don't want you to know just how bad these are. Why? The messenger said that they would do that because they wanted to take you to their doom with them. Now, he says that the collapse is a correction. It's just things turning back to fair market value. Well, in layman's terms, we can describe it as a reset or a change of rulership, a change of power, or the return to the original, right? Well, Muhammad said, the old world of mischief-making and bloodshed, which is fueled by corruption and lies and deceit, right, is on its way out. Why? In order to make room for the new world of righteousness and peace. A reset back to the original, right? And Mr. Gregory Manarino talked about the situation, the economic situation, as being dire and extreme. And according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word dire means very bad, causing great fear or worry, warning of disaster, showing a very bad future, requiring immediate action or very, very urgent. So they know that what is going down in the American system, in the global landscape of things, is very, very dire, very bad, and needs immediate attention. Because it's all melting down. It's all falling down. This thing is going supernova. We're going to go to our theology of time in just a minute, but I want to answer an email I just got. Somebody asked about these antibiotics that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. You do not need a prescription for them. You can order them online, or you can go to a pet store and get these. Make sure, I don't know about the other stuff, but I know that the fish antibiotics in pill form are the exact same antibiotics that you go to the doctor for and receive a prescription for to get them, okay? I hope that answered you real good. Now, let's go to Theology of Time, the Theology of Time. I teach out of the Messenger's book. Listen to what he says right here. Listen to this right here. He says, you don't believe that I'm the one. Talking about Elijah. Remember the Bible talks about before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you Elijah. Now, if what Mr. Gregory Manarino is saying is true, if what Salente says is true, if what Jim Rogers says is true, if what Peter Schiff says is true, we're in the midst of a time unlike anything before. And as Manarino said, it will be biblical, right? So, the book says before the coming of that day, that great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you Elijah. So if we're in the midst of that day, what had to precede the day? The guidance to be led right to your God. And that guidance comes through a messenger by the name of Elijah, right? According to the scripture. Muhammad says, you You don't believe that I'm the one. But I'm doing just what the Bible told you or teaches you that I would do. Elijah, I will send you him before the coming of the great and dreadful day. Do you see anything pretty out there coming? We don't see a thing in the world but a dreadful time. You are going to be so hungry until you will desire to eat each other. If the other one doesn't watch it, you will do it. It is written. Now we see this underway. This is why Gregory Manorino says that this thing will be biblical. They see what's going on because they have an inside track, because they worked in the market. They worked in the system. They understand that the system is a death machine that once it eats up its prey, it turns within itself and starts eating on itself. And that's what is going on now. You better be prepared, because it's going to get real ugly. This next clip is about 8 minutes. We only have about 4 minutes on the show. Brothers and sisters, I ask you, do not answer your phone. I'm going to need about 5 to 10 minutes after the allotted schedule time. And the reason I say don't answer your phone, because if you click over, then you will be lost. And I don't mind you going back listening to the show, but I want you to hear it right here, right now, live, okay? So listen to this next clip here, and we'll see if Elijah Muhammad is telling you the truth when we hear what Mr. Gregory Manorino says he sees coming. Come on. Your blog talk will allow it. Ha! Blog talk is blocking the clips now, brothers and sisters. Well, it's okay. It's okay. We'll try it again. Let's see if they'll let it play this time. No, they will not allow it to play. We won't be able to play that part of Gregory Manorino's clip. But in that clip, he was talking about there is no way out of this thing. The die has been cast. The system is imploding and it is feeding upon itself. In this thing, he was saying that this is the greatest threat to humankind. This is what he says. It's not just a money or a debt problem, he says. This is a resource problem. What did Muhammad say? You're going to get hungry. So hungry that you may desire to eat each other. And if the other one doesn't look out, you might. If you don't prepare. He gives us words of wisdom after that. He says, the Bible says that Allah's righteous people will eat, but you unrighteous and disbelievers will be hungry. The devil is warning you all of the time against you sitting down and not trying to make preparation for you to get something to eat. This is what we're talking about. You've got to try to make preparations for you and your family. If you have little ones, even if you don't, like Rashid Muhammad, if you have little ones, if you have because as a husband, as a father, as a family man, your responsibility lies with you securing them. So even if you don't want to be secured, you go out and do something for the benefit of your future generations. And the woman who lays down the burden of your life to reproduce you over and over again, secure it for her. Secure it for your seed. Get as much food and water as you possibly can, because this thing, all of these resources will become not only a luxury, but they won't even be able to be accessed by regular means anymore. Clean water, flesh and toilets, lights and all of this stuff. You think about this. I just want you to think about this, because sometimes when we look at this, we overlook certain things. Now, say for instance the grid goes down or the system comes to a screeching halt. Overnight, gas will skyrocket. You know you're barely getting by now. Think about how you won't be able to afford gas. Now, if someone gets sick in your house, you can't go to the hospital if they got martial law. They only allow you to do certain things at certain times. And if you get out in the street, they have permission to kill you and your family in the car. Right? So it's best to take precautions that you not only survive through this, but you thrive in the midst of this stuff. Okay? If the power goes out, and it will, think about the people who are dependent on the power grid for life. Millions will die within days and weeks. Think about the people who will starve to death over these coming weeks and months. and years. You're going to get lean because you had your eyes on the oppressor. But all of that was for a reason, black man and black woman. Listen, let's go to Theology of Time again. Listen, why all of this is happening? I want to comfort your heart. First of all, I want to show you that you're going to get out of this if you are a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, the will of God is that you and me do his will, do his bidding, so he can bless us for our good work and not our evil work. We have arrived at the time that whether you believe it or not, the will of God will be done now. The will of Satan has been done for the last 6,000 years. His time is up now. And the will of him of whom it is prophesied would come after him is now building a kingdom of peace and righteousness, and it is here at work now. I'm what they call, some of them, a forerunner. I am he that I call myself, that last messenger from God, to direct you in a path that will lead you to him. You will be saved from the destruction that is out there knocking on the door. You're going to have a terrible time getting out of the way of this enemy of yours. Yes, it is awful to talk about. You're going to have people killing each other out there in the streets, and their blood will be running down into the gutter of the streets. It could happen tonight because the time is here. Be careful. Don't forget that it is time that you go to your God. So if you return willingly to your God in these times, you will be buffered. There will be a buffer zone, a safety zone for you in the midst of all of this madness, while the violence and the hunger and the oppression spreads throughout America. Your home will be your castle. Don't they say that? My home is my castle. So long as you serve the Lord of the world, the madness will, you know how the scientists, the messengers say, the God scientists can cut a shortage in the gravity, right? Well, they can do that with your house, your area, where you are. They can cut a shortage in the gravity, and the madness in the minds of the people will direct them past where you are. You understand? So there's a safety zone, but the safety zone is in the bosom of the Lord, all right? So Muhammad goes, and we go over to the next page, next couple pages of Theology of Time. Give me a few minutes with my people. I love y'all. He says, I will bring him back, and I will miserably destroy his enemies. This is God talking now. He's talking about bringing you back from worshiping your enemies, bringing you back from loving their society and all that they have to offer you. So he's going to miserably destroy your enemies to do this. So he goes and says, he has come and found us. Now he wants to take you and me home again by going to war with the enemy. In order to get the prodigal son to thinking of a home, he went to work on the land that he was in. You see what I'm saying? This is what's going on now. In that land, the book says, a great famine arose, and the poor boy became in want. He couldn't get a job. He had nothing fit to eat, only what the hogs ate. In his father's house, they didn't allow hogs around there. The enemy knows that, so he gave him a job he knows he didn't want. Go feed my swine. Listen closely, black man and black woman. The boy's religion was such that he should not even touch a swine, nor have a swine near him. He was a Muslim. This is what Muhammad is telling you. He's trying to warn you of something and trying to give you a shield or a protection. He says, I don't like this job, but I'm so hungry that I could eat the corn the hogs are eating. Remember, brother, this has not passed. It's to come here. You understand? So when Muhammad was saying this in the Theology of Time lecture in 1972, he was saying, remember that this has not passed. It is to come here. So now we calculate from when he said it to up to the date. And we can see that we are in the midst of the words spoken by the last messenger of God. Because we can point to it, we can touch it, we can see it, we can smell it, we can taste it, we can hear it. It's tangible proof all around us. We can see these things. You understand? Muhammad goes further and says, these parables are directed towards you and me. God loves his people. He loves that boy regardless to his sin. He loves him. I'm going after him. This is the God talking. He promised Abraham that he would do so. I can't break my word with my friend Abraham. I must go after him. I will go after him. I will free him at all costs. This is the God talking now. He loves you so much that he's going to make that promise, that word, bond. You understand? And he's going to deliver you. But you got to go through the trials. You got to go through the purification process. You got to go through the fire. Isn't that what Shaka Khan said? Through the fire? You got to go through it, don't you? This is the truth of the day. Some of you scared. You're sissying up. You're punking up because this is that time that was prophesied. So you're trying to nullify the word of God because you want to get out. You don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer either. But if the prophet spoke it, it got to happen. I got children just like you got it. But I understand that God's word cannot be relegated to the narrow thinking of you and I. You understand? We're in the midst of great trials and tribulations. We're in the midst of great suffering. We're in the midst of a collapsing order, a collapsing nation and society, a collapsing people, and a collapsing world. Because God is going to establish something new. And guess what, black man and black woman, smile. You're going to be the pillars of that new. You're going to be the foundation of a new government, a new world, a new order, predicated on righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, and unlimited progress for those who qualify themselves for this thing. Nothing will be withheld from those who have the qualifications and the specifications to accomplish what you will up, you mighty nation. You're no longer to walk in darkness, for you have seen a great light. Your Savior is no longer to come. I want to announce to the entire world that in July 4th, 1930, your Savior has arrived. We are now 2016, and we're walking in the spirit of the last messenger of God. And we want you to know that the preparations are being made for your survival, for your salvation, for your redemption, for your upliftment, and for your liberation by God and the mighty, mighty angels and the whole host of heaven. The prophet spoke it. And now time and circumstances is bringing it about. And know this, in all of this, that God loves you more than anything. And so he must fulfill his word. You understand? I don't think some of you understand this. This is why I go so hard in the paint on these issues. And this is why you may hear me say something, and then I'll repeat it again. Because I'm trying to lay something home on your plate for you to eat. Because right now you're suffering from spiritual anorexism. You're a spiritual anorexic. You take the food in, but you spit it out before you can really digest it. Therefore, you're not getting meat. You're not getting weight on your bones, and it's not healthy. So we're trying to give you some medicine that's palatable for both your stomach and your throat so that you can build up your weight spiritually. And when you build up your weight spiritually and physically, you'll get a chance to understand where we are in time. You better be preparing, because it's going to get real ugly, real soon. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the upliftment, liberation, and redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your little brother loves you. But always remember that Allah, his messenger, and the mighty, mighty nation of Islam loves you best. Signing off. I'll see you next show. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the road we play. Hope this round with
a Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero. And it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.